dark matter from primordial black holes would hold charge, by I.J. Araya et al. We explore the possibility that primordial black holes, PBHs, formed early in the history of the universe, contain electric charge down to the present day. We find that PBHs should hold a non-zero charge at their formation, calculating initial charges sourced by I, Poisson fluctuations in the number of charged particles within the volume that enters the horizon to form PBHs, and E, the formation of maximally charged Reissner-Nordström, RN, PBHs of Planck mass via collisions in the early universe. Although initial charges are thought to be subject to fast discharge processes, we show that the dipolar magnetic field sourced by spinning black holes can deviate incoming or outgoing charges and avoid their accretion or emission, regardless of the PBH mass. In particular, we estimate the interaction strength due to Hawking particle emission and the Schwinger process, finding that charged, maximally spinning PBHs produce magnetic fields that are able to cancel the Schwinger effect for all masses, and the Hawking emission for m greater than 1 kg PBHs. These considerations allow PBHs to maintain their charge for extended periods. At late times, the plasma within virialized dark matter halos can charge a fraction of PBHs with one electron, i.e., Q equals E, within a Hubble time up to m approximately 10 to the power of 13 kg. Higher mass PBHs in halos can acquire larger charges, reaching a scaling of Q, m 1.15 times 10 to the power of minus 52 mc per kilogram for m greater than 10 to the power of 22 kilogram PBHs. Altogether, these calculations show that PBHs of all mass scales could hold charges from 2 to 10 orders of magnitude lower than the maximal RN value, and even the extremal charge for Planck mass PBHs. The latter are of particular interest, as they could constitute charged, stable relics that could compose the entirety of dark matter. This was Dark Matter from Primordial Black Holes Would Hold Charge, by I.J. Araya et al.